KQ4 HKX Mobile.
HKX Mobile, KQ4 TRV Mobile.
KQ4 TRO, I believe it was, I can't remember the rest of it. But this is Patrick on this end.
Hey, Scott, this is Lee. How you doing today? Copy that last transmission. This is Lee. How you doing this afternoon?
I think there's another station in there too, Scott. But I'm doing good, Lee. Nice to meet you. You on your way to work or from work?
Heading home. Still working out the kinks in this mobile unit I'm working on. Oh, just hit a rock in the windshield. I got to go by Lowe's and pick up some stuff, so I'm still working out the kinks, but seems to be doing okay so far.
Sounding good, so whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Everybody I listened to was right. A good antenna on a little 10-watt handheld, and it's doing the job for now till I get a mobile unit.
I got a mobile unit, but I don't run the 15 watts on it.
Just haven't decided what I want to get yet. Price point versus performance versus how long it'll last. I'm just not sure what I'm going to do yet. Too many options, as they say.
Yeah, roger that. Too many shiny objects there to pick from. And all of them make the wallet hurt.
Every option makes the wallet hurt just a little bit.
To ask around because everybody uses a different radio. I've got a couple different ones. I've got a Kenwood I'm on right now. And then in my personal vehicle, I've got my ICOM ID5100.
It's very nice. I'm looking at an ICOM. I can't remember the model number. With this vehicle set up, I'm a detachable faceplate. It's going to have to be a must because of mounting locations. So, but, yeah, I'll figure it out.
I'm sure you will. Like I said, just take your time. You ain't got to be in no rush because there's lots of rabbit holes in this hobby to go down. I mean, lots of them. I've only been at it about 4 years now, and I tell you, it's like you're spinning in different directions all the time.
I don't quite have 4 years. I do have 4 weeks, though, so that's how new I am to this hobby.
I think you checked in with me Friday night on the net, if I remember correctly.
Not on a limb and say that wasn't me. I didn't actually get this antenna installed until Saturday. So up until that point, I probably would have been on EchoNet, but I don't remember being on Friday night.
There's been a couple of new hams check in over the last couple of days, so I thought maybe one of them was you. I was thinking I checked the lead in, but I've checked so many in lately that they all run together. But welcome to the hobby for sure, and glad to have you. And if you didn't know, we have a net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller, and we'd love to have you check in with us.
I'm planning on attending the meeting tonight as soon as I run my errands and get to the house. So I'm going to go ahead and jump off here. KQ4 TRV. Appreciate it.
Thank you this evening, Lee. KQ4 TRV. This is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
For HKX, KF4, NXY.
KO4 HKX here.
And you headed for the house.
But I gotta make a slight detour by the chiropractor first.
I know how them chiropractors can be. I've been needing to go see mine for a while. And I just haven't got my round to it.
It's a once a month standing visit.
That's a good idea, kind of, you know, keep things lined up, and that way you don't get in a whole lot of pain.
All the sitting and twisting and turning that I do, down the steps. It just, I don't know, I feel much better when I have it done.
Yeah, you have long, busy days, active days. Matter of fact, I kind of had kind of an active day today myself, and I'm, you know, sitting here thinking, well, what did I do? don't seem like I got a whole lot done, just going from one little project to another.
You're just that way, that's for sure.
Well, you be careful, you know, after you get done with the chiropractor, heading on in, and have a good evening, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Good to hear you this afternoon. I hope you and Miss Marie have a good evening. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile and monitoring.